Okay, I'll try to keep my spirits up. No, keep your spirits down. Don't forget, funeral. Oh yeah, got it. We heard Slim rummaging around for something on the workbench. Then, footsteps coming our way again. He stepped outside. I went to full power on the remorse transmitter. He walked towards the pickup, and his eyes were still on the ground. He still hadn't seen us. What did it take to get this guy's attention? He reached for the door handle. Okay, we were out of time. I had no choice but to go into moans and wails. I filled my lungs with air and unleashed a mournful groan that froze him in his tracks. Slowly his head twisted around. He saw Drover. Then his gaze drifted over to me. His eyebrows lowered.
What's going on around here? Y'all look like you just came back from a funeral.
It was working.
He walked over to me and gave me a closer inspection.
You sick?
No, not sick. That was yesterday. Today, distressed, sorrowful, overwhelmed by regrets and remorse, and feelings of guilt, terrible guilt. He scratched the back of his neck.
Well, you ought to be sick after what you done.
I rolled my eyes upward and went to slow taps on the last 2 inches of my tail.
Are you sorry you made a pig of yourself?
Oh yes, deeply sorry.
Are you sorry you barfed on the sidewalk?
Absolutely. I'd hardly slept a wink. The guilt and remorse had just eaten me alive. No kidding. He knelt down on one knee and laid a hand on the top of my head.
Being a dumbbell sure hurts, don't it?
Oh yes, definitely. Although, well, I don't know as I would have put it that way.
It happens that I have some personal experience with that myself, which is why I have trouble staying mad at you, Pooch. You remind me so much of me.
Oh, really? Well, I hardly knew what to say. He aimed a finger at the end of my nose.
If I let you clowns go feed cattle this morning, reckon you could act halfway civilized?
Oh, yes, no question. Halfway or even 2/3. Absolutely, yes. He pressed his lips together in a tight line and narrowed his eyes.
Okay, let's load up. Maybe we'll see my pet coyote today.
I hardly noticed his mention of the so-called pet coyote. All that mattered right then was that I had saved my job. Slim and I were pals again. Oh, happy day! I couldn't contain myself. I leaped into his loving embrace, only, well, he didn't give me a loving embrace because I more or less knocked him backwards. And while he was sprawled on the ground, I licked his face from ear to ear. He laughed and grabbed me around the middle, and for several moments, we wrestled and rolled around on the ground. Hey, it was just like old times. I'd gotten my life back and...
Huh?
Slim froze. I froze. Somebody was standing over us.